December 3rd. The cabin was the size of a master bedroom, a ramshackle shed whose cedar logs had expanded and contracted until the spaces between them were large enough to admit small vermin. Inside, the musty smell and scat on virtually every surface confirmed that many such creatures had availed themselves of the accommodations over the years while it fell into disrepair. It had been unused for so long that few in the village of Summerhaze remembered that the cabin stood, or more accurately, leaned, in the overgrown clearing in the woods, let alone who had built it, though most folks readily agreed that given the one room, a hunter was more likely than a family to have occupied the place. No evidence of any dweller endured, no furnishings other than a rough-hewn kitchen chair. No guesses how long the chair had stood in front of the old wood-burning stove, waiting for someone to sit down and warm their hands. Each summer, the vegetation crept closer to the cabin. What little light that managed to penetrate the sagging windows was murky at best. In winter, even when the trees were stripped of their leaves as they were now, the metallic, snow-laden skies darkened the cheerless room to a permanent dusk. It was through those grimy, sagging windows that searchers spotted the remains of Professor Madeline Maynard.